Hosea Chapter 1. The word of Jehovah that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, the king of Israel. When Jehovah started to speak his word through Hosea, Jehovah said to Hosea, "Go, marry a woman of prostitution, and have children of prostitution, because by prostitution the land has turned completely away from following Jehovah." So he went and married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then Jehovah said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will hold an accounting against the house of Jehu for the acts of bloodshed of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the royal rule of the house of Israel. In that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and gave birth to a daughter, and he told him, "Name her Loruhamah, for I will no longer show mercy to the house of Israel, because I will certainly drive them away. But I will show mercy to the house of Judah, and I will save them by Jehovah their God. I will not save them by bow, or by sword, or by war, or by horses, or by horsemen." After weaning Loruhamah, she conceived and gave birth to a son. Then he said, "Name him Lo-Ammi, because you are not my people, and I will not be yours. And the number of the people of Israel will be like the grains of sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' it will be said to them, 'The sons of the living God.' And the people of Judah and of Israel will be gathered together into unity, and will choose for themselves one head and go up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel."